97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Brent Sprinkle, the founder and lead guide of True North Business Navigation. Brent, so glad to see you today.
Thanks, Sharon. Great to be here.
Thank you. The name, True North Business Navigation, what is your company?
Before I tell you what it is, let me tell you a little bit about why I do it, because I think it's important to start with the why. I believe business owners have a vision, have a point that they're trying to take their business, a summit, if you will, but they struggle to find the best, most direct path to get there. And I believe the people in an organization, they want to be in a seat, if you will, that they get where they get to do what they're the best at, and they get to do that every single day. And I know how to make those things happen. That's what I do with businesses.
How'd you come up with that name, True North?
It goes along with the analogy of trying to climb the mountain. You know, if you're lost in the woods, a couple of tools like a compass and a map can really change your ability to succeed and get to where you're trying to go. And obviously, you'll need to understand true north on your compass in order to get there. So that's where that came from.
Clever. What made you decide to start this business, True North Business Navigation?
I often blame it on my daughter. My daughter, who's now in college, we had this routine where at the end of every day, I'd sit at the end of her bed and, you know, how was your day and how was your day? That was sort of our touch point. And she asked me, you know, how was your day? And for a period of time, my answer pretty frequently was, well, it sucked.
Okay.
And, you know, after hearing that several times in a row, she looked up at me one night and she says, why are you doing what you do? And, you know, of course, my somewhat flippant answer was, look at the shoes in your floor and the clothes in your closet.
Good answer.
And you
yes.
know, the stuff that's around you, because yes. parents often do things that they don't enjoy for the sake of their kids. But
yes.
it really made me think, you know, why am I doing that? Because it's what you do is such a large part of your day. I used to say they call it work for a reason.
right.
Until I got into this role and I realized when you're in a position where you get to do what you enjoy and you're good at it, it really isn't work anymore. And it's unfortunate that so many people aren't in that situation. And what I can do now is actually help people get into that situation. So it's a completely different change from what I used to do.
Were you in corporate America prior to opening up your business?
I did have some corporate America background. I'm actually a computer science major by degree. You know, could make software do whatever I wanted it to do. But when I started interacting with people, I realized it was a little more challenging.
Yeah, think.
And I originally thought it was a bit of an art to dealing with people. I think, still believe that's true to some extent, but there are techniques, there are things you can learn that allow you to accelerate your velocity and the team of people around you helping to get somewhere. And that's one of the challenges that most organizations face, and that's one of the things that I can help with.
So a business calls you and says, Brent Sprinkle, we need your help. Could you take us through the process of how you operate, Brent?
Sure. Actually, we use something called a proven process. I think it's very important when you're interacting with clients. This is part of what I teach my clients as well, is that you have captured and can easily share what it is that life cycle of a client looks like when they're trying to decide whether or not to work with you. We have a proven process that involves spending full day sessions with a leadership team spaced over time, 30 days spaces initially and then in 90 day cycles. But it's a very exact process. What we do every day in those sessions is based on years of experience and knowing of what works. But it all starts effectively with just a 90-minute meeting. It's a no cost, no risk type of activity. It's really just an educational session to say, here's what it's all about, here's how it works, here's the tools. It's all pencil and paper stuff. And the goal of that session is really to get a business owner and their leadership team to an awareness that they can either say, yep, that makes sense, I'd like to pursue it further, or no, that's not for us, we're not interested. But it's really, you know, that first step is really just an educational event.
How do you market the business? How do customers, your potential customers, find you or even know about you?
There's a couple of different ways. Obviously, the best opportunities come from your existing clients and people that they know and want to reach out to and try and help. That's the best opportunities. I do some speaking arrangements to share knowledge and information to try and help other business owners. You know, one of the foundational aspects, one of my values, if you will, is to help first. You know, to the extent that you can get out there and offer knowledge, expertise, or even network connections that would help a business owner run a better business. I think that does a lot for you and your company to have that sort of mindset that you're here to help first.
So how does that client now say, by gosh, it was a success? We worked with Brent Sprinkle and we're successful. How is success defined?
As you know, most business owners, the true level of success that they're looking at is return on investment. Does their revenues increase? But, you know, the reality is that's not the whole picture. So there's certainly an opportunity to grow your business, increase your revenues. Some business owners, though, are looking for a bit more balance in their life. They've perhaps grown their business to the size that they like, but now they're deciding they don't want to continue to work 80 hours a week to maintain that level of their business. They're looking for better balance. You know, I like to ask the question, are you running your business or is your business running you?
Excellent.
Often it's the reverse. You're being run by your business and you're subject to what it's making you do as opposed to being able to determine how you want to go and live and run your business.
Brent, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get your contact information and talk some more about True North Business Navigation. Stand by. We'll be right back. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Brent Sprinkle, founder and lead guide of True North Business Navigation. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM, WCHL, on chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Brent Sprinkle, founder and lead guide of True North Business Navigation. Brent, when we left off, I said I'd open this segment with your contact information. Why don't you tell folks how to find you, please?
Sure. The easiest way, if you want to use email, would be Brent, B-R-E-N-T, at TrueNorthBusinessNavigation.com. That's all one word.
So repeat that again, please.
Brent at TrueNorthBusinessNavigation.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Brent. Why don't you tell us, who is your ideal client?
My ideal client, you know, a lot of people, in fact, one of the things I deal with clients is this exact question. And one of the things I hate to hear is when somebody says, my ideal client is anybody, or it's, you know, everyone who owns a business.
That
is not my ideal client. And I would encourage people, unless you have unlimited marketing budget, that is not your ideal client either. The more specific you can be about who your ideal client is, the more focused you can be on your messaging and on your who you try to reach out to with your marketing and your marketing collateral. But to answer your question, my ideal client's a privately held business owner in the revenue range of $2 million to $100 million. They have a leadership team typically of somewhere between 3 and 7 people. The most difficult part to understand, though, is, do they think they know all the answers or not? If they think they already know all the answers, they're not my ideal client.
Ah.
I need somebody to recognize that staying in the lead involves continuing to learn and grow and be open to hearing other people's ideas and techniques for doing that. So that's what I would consider the psychographic as opposed to the demographic and geographic. And that's often the hardest part to figure out with your ideal client. That's why having a good network and being able to talk to somebody who knows somebody to ask them that question, do you think they're open-minded? Do you think they're willing to listen? Do you think they're, you know, have the right psychographic that would align with what I'm looking for or not is important.
I like how specific that is. That's what everyone should do, as you said, when they said, who is your ideal client? Now, I mentioned earlier marketing, how you market. Do you also go out and, for lack of a better term, cold call to find clients?
I don't cold call. I don't feel that's a very useful, or you don't get a lot of return on that investment. You know, people that spend time doing that, you know, some are successful that way, but that's not an approach that I use.
What approach do you use to find people?
As I mentioned, the demographic and the geographic I can figure out, and then I use my network to ask the question you know, hey, I see that you know such and such who has this business. Do you think they're interested in, you know, having a conversation? Would they be interested in getting more of what they want out of their business?
Excellent. I noticed that you call yourself the founder and lead guide. Does that equate to business coach, or is business coach too banal? Do you want to have a more sophisticated name?
Yeah, you can use the term business coach. There's just so many of those. One difference, I think, is I don't try to embed myself in my client's business. I am not trying to become an appendage that's attached to them for the remainder of their lives or their business career. My goal is to teach them how to fish, for lack of a better term.
Yes.
I want to get in, show them how to use these tools, get them to a point of mastery, and then get out of their way and let them go and be successful. So I think a guide is an appropriate analogy. Again, back to the, you know, trying to take your business to the summit of the mountain. If somebody can teach you how to use a compass and give you a map and point you in the right direction, then you'll get there a lot quicker. And that's where the lead guide analogy comes from.
It's clever. I like that terminology. With so many business coaches, or you're the only one who calls yourself the lead guide, what really separates you from them?
That's a great question. And again, that's something I work with clients on, is what makes you unique. If you could get 20 of your ideal clients in a room, what three things could you say that would set you apart from your competition or your competitors who happen to be in the room at the same time? I think one of the key differentiators for what I do is the system we use. It's called EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating System, and it's a simple approach. It's pencil and paper tools. There's no, oh, by the way, you got to buy this $30,000 software package. It's truly a simple approach. Doesn't mean, you know, I don't want you to equate that with, oh, it's just, I'll just pick it up and do it tomorrow. There is a bit of work to become masterful at it. But the concepts and the approach are simple. They're proven. They've been around for years, and they'll be around for many, many more.
Yes.
A second differentiator, as I said, I don't try to embed myself in their business. I'm trying to teach them a set of tools and then get out of the way. And I think the third differentiator is it works. There's over 700 companies out there running their businesses on this model today. It's like I say, it's proven, it's simple, and it works.
And that's what you use as the model for your success in helping your business.
That's
businesses.
Right.
Okay, got it. For those who just tuned in, Brent, why don't you please repeat your contact information?
Sure. You can reach me via email at brent@truenorthbusinessnavigation.com.
What credentials or qualifications do you have to do your business?
I'm part of an organization. There's almost 80, I think, people like me in the country, actually, or in the world today. There's a couple of different differentiations. I'm a certified EOS implementer, which implies that I've taken a certain level of training, that I have a certain number of clients, and we actually, in order to maintain that, we get together once a quarter in Detroit and share knowledge and experience that we're all gaining in the field, if you will, continue to hone our own saws and improve our capabilities and techniques and working with our clients.
You're one of how many did you say around the world?
80.
80. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Tell me this. Do you ever have businesses call you back after you finished the EOS process with them? They're on their path and they say, Brent, can you come back? We're off track. We're off the rail. Can you help us out in 30 seconds?
Sure. It does happen. I actually believe once a client, always a client. I continue to check in with them even once they've graduated and are implementing on their own, if you will. But it does happen on occasion. They need someone in the room to help them facilitate. They'd rather participate in a session rather than try to lead the session and participate at the same time. So I am occasionally called back in to continue to help keep them focused on what is most important.
Excellent. They know they need you and you're there for them. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear some more about True North Business Navigation. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Brent Sprinkle, who is the founder and lead guide of True North Business Navigation. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Appreciate you staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Brent Sprinkle, who is the founder and lead guide of True North Business Navigation. Brent, let's go back to the EOS you mentioned in our last segment, Entrepreneurial Operating Style. Can you go more into some depth about what that is?
Sure. It actually stands for Entrepreneurial Operating System. And it's much like, if you will, an operating system that's on your laptop or on your phone. You know, you can be running whatever application you want on top, Microsoft Word or Excel or PowerPoint or Call of Duty or whatever. But underneath, you have to have this common set of things going on. You have to have an operating system. And that's true in your business as well. You could be in asphalt paving or software technology or marketing. It doesn't matter. Underneath, there's a common set of things that you need to be strong in order for your business to be successful. And that's what EOS asks you to do or allows you to do is focus on the six key components of your business. I like to say, and I didn't make this up, but simplicity is a competitive advantage. If you're running your business, every day things get more complex. Every day you meet somebody, something new happens, you learn something new, you talk to somebody new. Every day things are getting more and more complex. And if you don't have a model or a technique or an approach to allow you to continually simplify all that stuff that's coming in, you're going to get to a point where that complexity drags you down, slows you down, and can eventually bring you to a halt. And you will not be able to grow. You'll hit the ceiling. You've heard the term hitting the ceiling.
Hitting the ceiling, yeah.
It's often this complexity ceiling is what you've hit. A very simple analogy, when a company has two people, there's only two paths of communication. When you grow to five people, still a small company, there are now 90 paths of communication. And if you don't very quickly figure out how to simplify the communication amongst the five people, that little bit of complexity will immediately start to slow you down and drag you down from your effectiveness.
So, I like the way you put that. That's easy to understand. But how long does it take? Obvious question. I mean, I imagine a company with five employees maybe could get to success faster than a company with 50 employees. Is there a time frame by which you work?
The process we use for an implementation is a time-spaced implementation. So we would spend a day together with the leadership team, break for 30 days, spend another day together, break for 30 days. And then over those first three sessions, we will have laid in the foundational tools, if you will. And from there, we go into this pulse or this rhythm of a 90-day cycle. Every 90 days, we get together. Let's look at how you did on we call them your rocks, your 3 to 7 most important things you had to do over the last quarter. Are you still focused on going the right direction? You're still aligned with what your vision is? Everybody still going the same direction? And then what are the 3 to 7 most important things you need to get done in the next 90 days?
Brent, why don't we close with your giving us your contact information one more time, please?
Sure. You can reach me through email, brent@truenorthbusinessnavigation.com, or via a phone call, 919 919- 844-554-1142.
Thank you, Brent. I would say I wish you success, but I think you're already successful because you're helping others become successful. Thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to talk to us today.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Thank
Sharon.
You, Brent. You've been listening to WCHL, and my guest today has been Mr. Brent Sprinkle, founder and lead guide of True North Business Navigation. Thank you so much for listening in. That's our show for today.